Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Today, we have a full show, 1 hour. In the first half hour, I will be speaking with Caroline Tremblay. She is the development manager for the Quaticoke Gorge Park and Parc des Couverts, and she will be talking about a fundraiser initiative of hers to raise money for food assistance programs for children in the Quaticoke area. And in the second part of today's show, I will talk with Thomas Crozet about the Video Game Week in Sherbrooke starting on September 25th. And as usual, I will have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a song called Here Comes the Sun, and it's by the Beatles.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Labor Day weekend is a wonderful time to get outdoors, enjoy some time with family and friends, and discover all that our beautiful eastern townships have to offer. This year, the Quaticoke Gorge Park and Parc des Couverts Nature are giving people another reason to get outside, while also helping children in our community. From September 5th to the 7th, a portion of every ticket sold at the two parks will be donated to food assistance programs supporting children and families in the Quaticoke region. Whether you're heading out for a hike, camping, mountain biking, enjoying Foresta Lumina, or experiencing Ecosia, your visit can help make a difference. I recently spoke with Caroline from the Quaticoke Gorge Park and Parc des Couverts Nature about this special Labor Day weekend initiative, the wonderful activities available at the parks, and why supporting children in our community is so important. So next up, my conversation with Caroline. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really excited to welcome Caroline Tremblay to the Townships at 12. Now, she's the developing manager for the Quaticoke Gorge, and she's also the instigator coordinator of a very exciting fundraiser coming up this Labor Day weekend. So welcome, Caroline.
Thank you so much for adding me.
Now, could you tell us about the name of the fundraiser and what's it all about?
Well, the fundraiser is called Mobilisation Petit Bedon, and it's an initiative from Parc La Gorge, the Guadecook and Parc des Fermatures to raise funds for our local schools and help provide food for children through the school year. This weekend, we're going to give back $1 for every ticket sold, which means if you come hiking, biking, visit Forest Alina, or go fishing at the Parc des Fermatures, for each ticket, we're going to give back $1 to the Mobilisation Petit Bedon funds. And after that, we're going to split those funds in between the schools and the area.
Okay, that is good. So the funds raised, they will be split between the food programs in the area to support children in need of food in the area. Is there a big demand? Is there a problem in the Quaticook area especially?
Well, it started in 2023 when I was talking with people who were working in different schools in the area. And yes, they were all feeling mostly the same thing. Every day we see more kids getting to school without proper snacks or proper lunch. So it keeps getting a bigger problem. That's why we wanted to do something. And as a tourist organization, where we have to showcase our region, but we also want the people living here to benefit from that showcase. And we want to give back so we can support our community.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Wonderful initiative. Now, it's so important to for children to have nutritious food because it affects their ability to learn and grow and participate in everyday activities in their school life.
Yeah, exactly. But there's already bigger like food banks or organizations that are tackling bigger problems. And Mobilisation Petit Bedon is more about the little everyday needs because the funds are directly going to the school teams. So they are the one in charge of budgeting the funds. And what we wanted is that people, you know, sometimes there's little situation happening in everyday life, like losing a job or family situation changing, health problems. So we wanted to make sure that kids could stay kids and they wouldn't go through stress. So by adding the funds directly to the teams in the schools, they are able to react fastly and temporarily to those little problems.
Okay. So how exactly does it work? The Quaticook Gorge and the Parc des Couverts, there's a lot of different activities. I know there's Forest Alumina, there's hiking, camping. Could you name some of the activities that go on at the gorge?
Yeah, you can come camping, hiking. We also have biking for the people who do mountain biking. You can go to Forest Alina, which is the night hiking. We also have fishing at the Parc des Fermatures, and we have immersive game, like video games at the Parc des Fermatures about fishing as well.
Okay, lots of different activities. Now, only $1 from each ticket sold for any of these events goes to the fund?
Yeah, exactly. But it's for the 3 days weekend. So every ticket sold for this weekend over the 3 days will get to the directly to the funds. But we're also adding donation boxes at the welcome centers if people would like to give a little bit more.
Okay, that's great. What can people discover at the Parc des Couverts and Nature? Is that different from the gorge?
Yeah, it's in Baldwin, you know, near the Lac Lister.
Oh, yes.
So it's really the fishing center. We're working with the fishing farm, the governmental fishing farm, and we're doing fishing. We're also having a guide tour, and where there's also game about about fish.
Okay, that sounds really fun and interesting.
Those are the fishing games.
Okay,
yeah, it's basically a big video games, and it's about, you know, the good fishing practice and respecting the environment. So we give you a bracelet that is Connect, and then you go play the games, and it helps like winning points so you can grow your fish. I don't know how to say it in English, mm-hmm. But you know your fish. So that's Aquatica.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun too. Forest Alumina, that is still going on for Labor Day weekend?
Yes, it's still going on. We're gonna be open until the Action Grasse, which is mid-October, but it's still going on weekends.
Okay, and what time of the day does that open?
It's at nighttime, so it should be right now around 8:30, but more we're going forward with the season, and the earlier the sun set, we're going to start to open earlier, so we could open around 8.
Okay, interesting. Now, it doesn't matter which activity somebody does, a $1 contribution, it doesn't matter what the activity is?
No, it doesn't matter. People can come visit us. They can do more than one activity, and they're going to be more than $1 going to get to the funds. Or they can do only one. There, any activity is good for the fundraiser.
Okay. Now, this campaign has been held before. What kind of response have you received from visitors in previous years?
Well, it's the fourth edition this year, and we were really lucky because for the past 2 years, we had an anonymous donator who gave us $10,000 for the initiative. So we had a very great response.
That is really wonderful. Now, the theme is really about bringing together outdoor recreation and community giving. Do you think people are increasingly looking for ways to make their leisure activities have a positive impact?
Well, I sure hope they do. But yes, I can see that working in a tourist organization. I can see that people are really worrying about when they come visit us, what's the impact. And they also want to be close to our community, so they want to give back. So yes, people are really worried about that.
That's great. Now, for people who are looking for something to do over the Labor Day weekend coming up this weekend, why would September 5th to 7th be a great time to visit the parks?
Well, because we're starting to have the colors. It's like the perfect time of the year where we're starting to have a little bit of the colors changing, but the temperature is also super great. So you get to finish the summer on an happy note with us, make great memories, and also help people.
Mm-hmm. And for people who may not be familiar with the Quaticook area, what makes these two parks such a special destination?
Well, we have a very pretty park. And you can cross the Spending Bridge, which is over the gorge of Quaticook. Yeah. There's also Forest Arena, which is a nighttime show, so you get to do the hiking trails and also cross the Spending Bridge, but at nighttime. And we have plenty of activities for people who would like to visit the area. It's super easy to spend a day with us. We have a little farm. We also have many games for the kids. And you are close to the Quaticook ice cream, which sure needs to be visited if you come see us.
That is so true. Definitely a beautiful area. Great place to take pictures too. Now, Caroline, you said that behind every meal provided is a child who has a better opportunity to learn, grow, and enjoy their day. Why is this cause personally important to you and to the people working at the parks?
Well, it's very important to us because we wanted the kids to be able to stay kids. You know, when you're a kid, you should be focusing on learning, playing, and making friends. And, you know, at the park, it's a little bit what we do. We're providing places where people get to enjoy themselves, meet people, have fun, enjoy the nature. So it was important for us to protect kids so they could stay kids longer and they don't have to stress about grown-ups' problems.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Anything else we left out that you would like to add, Caroline?
No, I think it's going to be all for me. Thank you so much for talking with me today. And I hope people are going to come make great memories with us this weekend, and we will be able to help many kids.
Mm-hmm. What time of the day does the park open?
We're opening at 9.
Okay, 9 in the morning. Until what time in the evening?
Well, it depends. For us, you know, we're open until very late. But people can visit our website at gov.quaticook.qc.ca, and our schedules will be online. We also suggest to buy tickets online before showing up, so you make sure you can enter very easily and at the time you want.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Caroline Trombley today. She's the development manager for the Quaticook Gorge Park and Parc des Couverts Nature. And a great Labor Day weekend. So come on out if you can, everybody, and enjoy the parks and give to a great cause. So thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me. Like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there.
that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of. Our call to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh yeah.
Just heard from Bruno Mars, Count On Me. And next up, we have some community events for you. The Lenoxville Library will be holding a large used book sale coming up on Saturday, September 5th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Lenoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street in Lenoxville. Hundreds of books in English and French, very reasonably priced. There will also be a fill a bag for $10 from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Proceeds to support the library. At the Hutt ANAF Unit 318 over on St. Francis Street, there is a cornhole tournament that happens on September 5th. Entry is $10 per team. Bring your own partner, rain or shine, and the start is 1 o'clock. All money goes back to prizes. And they're going to have hot dogs too. It's $2 a piece for a steamed hot dog. The sign-up sheet is on the board at the Hut. The Race for Grace fundraiser event happens on September 12th, starts at 8:15 in the morning. Check the Grace Village website out. You can walk or run, and you can take someone in a wheelchair. And don't forget Farm Fest coming up at the Cookshire Fairgrounds. That happens on September 12th. Fun for the whole family. Starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 11 a.m. It's to raise awareness for Huntington's disease. There's music on the hour, games for kids, harvest festival theme, hay rides, face painting. There's a scientist booth, vendors, a petting zoo, and poultry judging. So again, that happens on September 12th, only $10 entry and fun for the whole family. The Lenoxville Quilters annual quilt sale happens on Friday, September 11th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, September 12th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Grace Village, located at 1515 Pleasant View in Sherbrooke. Quilts on display and for sale, boutique, bistro, vendors, quilts of valor, gift baskets, draw, special vintage display, and door prizes. And over at the ANAF Unit 318 on St. Francis Street in Lenoxville, Sid Aulis will be playing music every Sunday at 1:30 at the Hut. You must be 18 years and over, and there is admission charged. Frontier Lodge is having its 90th anniversary celebration. Come join them on Saturday, September 19th at Frontier Lodge from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or to RSVP, www.frontierlodge.org/anniversary or email them at office@frontierlodge.org. Over at the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut, there is a dance. The band is Night Shift, and that happens on September 19th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Admission is charged, and you must be 18 years and over. And we've got the 25th edition of Rendezvous Howard. That is coming up in Howard's Park in Sherbrooke from the 4th to the 6th of September. It's a Friday, 17 hours to 20 hours, and Saturday and Sunday, 11 hours to 17 hours, and it's free to get onto the grounds. And coming up, we have a fall market that will be happening at 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. It's sponsored by the Canadian Federation of University Women. That happens on the 25th of September, 9 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And it's also on the 26th of September, starts at 10 in the morning and goes until 3 in the afternoon. Everybody is welcome. There's a silent auction, a book sale, attic treasures, baked goods, jams and jellies, and some gently used clothing. On September 27th, there is a brunch at the ANAF Unit 318 The Hut over on St. Francis Street. The brunch starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 12 noon. It's open to everybody. You're listening to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. And I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. I want to thank my guest in the first part of today's show, Caroline Tremblay, from the Quaticook Gorge Park and Parc des Couverts Nature. Plan to visit the park this Labor Day weekend, enjoy the activities while giving to a great cause. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard and a word from a couple of our sponsors. And then I will be back with part two of the Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will be talking with Thomas Crozet about the video game week coming up in Sherbrooke. We will close part one with a song called You've Got a Friend, and it's by Carol King.
When you're down and troubled, to see you again. see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend.